Sir, as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Friday, December 6th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Carla Wagner. She is with the effort AxMyTax, AxMyTax.org. That is the website to check it out if you would like while we're talking with Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm crazy snowed in. Groundhog Day, throwing snow every single day up here in northern Michigan, but we're loving winter. Absolutely loving it. Carla, you were in front of the Michigan State Board of Canvassers regarding your petition drive for this year heading into the 2026 election. Explain what is Axe My Tax.
Okay, Axe My Tax is a statewide movement to eliminate all property taxes in the state of Michigan. This would be homeowners, farmers, and businesses at all levels, small, medium, and large business. Totally gone, property tax gone.
Now, does that also include the personal property taxes?
Yes. Yes, it does. So that will help businesses as well. It's real and personal property.
Now, one thing that I know they were arguing with you and you were fighting the good fight down there. Two of the communist Democrats that are on the Board of Canvassers, as well as the attorneys, I know them very well personally, Mark Brewer and the other gentleman. Explain the battle and the fight that you went through dealing with the Board of Canvassers.
Well, you know, Randy, all I can tell you is this is what I learned. The more I wanted to change the 100-word summary that the director wrote, the more I wanted to change that, the more those two attorneys fought against me. It was like, oh, if that's something she wants, we need to do the opposite, right? So basically, those two Democrat attorneys wrote my 100-word summary for my petition. They didn't even really go with the one that Jonathan Brader, the director, wrote. and it's up to him to write a summary. They totally went with the one that those attorneys wrote. Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this question. Jonathan Brader, of course, folks, for those of you who don't know, he is the director of elections for the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. He's supposed to be the author, if you will, after you submit your application. He works with you to clarify it. That's basically the process, but that didn't happen this time.
No, it didn't happen last time either, but it didn't happen this time. Absolutely right. Not. So I just kind of felt like the more I push to clarify my point, the more they went the opposite way.
Countered you, 180 degrees. Yeah, okay, got it. In the end, Carla, bottom line, the language was approved. This time, it's good to go. There's no ambiguity. There's no arguments. There's no you going ahead and trying to get this done without the firm approval. It was firmly approved by the Board of Canvassers, correct?
They approved the language, which surprised me right then and there after they rewrote it probably five times that day on Monday. Okay. They were rewriting it. But then they also approved the form without even me putting the new 100-word summary on it. They approved the 100-word summary and the form. So we're all good to go. It will make it really, really, really difficult for them to fight against the 100-word summary and the form of the petition. That doesn't mean they can't fight against the content of the petition, but they can, you know, not
they can always fight. Yes, they can always fight.
And they will. And they will, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to talk to Carla in the next segment. We're going to hold her over through the break. I've got some questions lined up for you, Carlos. This will be kind of rapid fire, but I do want you to explain everything to the people. And I want to be able to get this information out.
Sure.
That's the main goal. So appreciate you staying through the break. Carla Wagner, AXMITax.org. Check out the website. 3-minute commercial break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Carla Wagner of AxeMyTax.org is the website. Carla, I have a background in real estate and building. You have a background, the same real estate building, doing different things. Explain to the Michigan audience, what does our property taxes actually go toward? What right now, based on the way property taxes set up, what does property tax go toward?
Okay, well, at the state level, there is a SET or state education tax on your property tax bill. That goes to the state, directly to the state. It goes directly into the school aid bucket, right? That's about $2.7 billion the state collects from us, goes directly into the public school aid fund, which is about a $20 billion bucket. So obviously the schools are funded by a lot of other taxes besides property tax, okay?
Sure, yeah.
And then on our local property tax bills, it's all different. Every township is different. Every township needs are different. I have my public school, you know, my local public school, which those millages pay for football fields and jumbotrons, right? They pay for playground equipment, building maintenance. The local millages, the local school millages have nothing to do with education. Does not educate your kids, does not pay for curriculum, teachers, or anything like that. It just pays for stuff, okay?
Got it, yep.
So we don't need to vote yes on those. You got to vote no on everything. And then you have your library. I have a library, I have a zoo, I have a museum. I have, some people have transit systems. Some people have small city airports, right? Those are non-essential things. And then we have the essential things like police, fire, and the road commission, which here in Michigan, we need the road commission to help us get, you know, down these snowy roads in the wintertime. Absolutely.
Sure.
Those are essential, right?
Okay. Is that all of where the property taxes go to?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now,
it goes
on that,
to the school. It goes to the school on the state level, and then it goes to your schools, and then those local millages. Yes.
Very good. Now, in your proposal, when you collect enough signatures, how many signatures do you have to collect?
We need about 470,000 clean ones. That's a little bit higher
valid,
than what we
actually need. Valid signatures.
Valid signatures, clean and valid signatures. So our goal is to get like 600 to 650,000, knowing that we will have some that get bumped off.
Very good. Now, on that point, when you collect these signatures, explain the process. You turn the signatures in, they verify them, they go through the qualified voter files, they verify their, like you said, valid signatures. Explain the process. What happens then?
Once they have gone through them, then it will go on the ballot. If we have enough clean ones, then it'll go on the ballot and people will be able to vote on it in November of 2026.
Okay, so the next midterm election for governor, all the state legislators, senators, state reps, new attorney general, new secretary of state, that's when it will be on the ballot.
Yes, sir.
And now, on that point, Carla, the process starts when you, I believe, start collecting signatures with volunteers and people that want to help you do this. Explain the clock. Explain how that process works.
Well, we are collecting circulators right now. We're driving people to the website to sign up because we need to have county captains, co-captains, and circulators in every county across the state of Michigan so that we can collect enough signatures to get it, you know, to get it on the ballot. They'll go through the process, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to, now that we have the approval, we can print the petitions out. We're going to continue to collect circulators and, of course, donations. We need money because this all costs money to do this. Once we get all of the signatures, we turn it in. They go through them. It goes on the ballot. People can vote on it. But it's very, very important that we have enough circulators to get this done.
Absolutely. So the strategy, as you look at the map, folks, there's 83 counties in the state of Michigan. You have structured it this time where you're doing it with a county captain, a one person who can sign up to be the captain for their county, and then they will recruit, I call them second lieutenants and sergeants, you know, and then the privates basically out there door to door or standing in front of the mall, standing in front of the post office. This is a complete team structure that you've organized.
Yes, and we are still, we know what we need. We need, but what we need is the people's help to get it done, right? I mean, we can sit down and write it on paper all we want, but until people go to the website and sign up to help us, this will not get done if we don't have enough volunteers to help us, because we can't do it by ourselves. 600,000 signatures, we can't do it with a team of five people.
Right,
We need 10,000 people. 10,000 people, each get 100 signatures. What's that, a million? Piece of cake.
Yeah, it's over and done with. I mean, it's that simple. Now, let me answer this question. How many signatures are going to be on your form per page?
There's 10. There's 10 signatures per page.
Very good. So 10, very simple to do. If people get 10 sheets and do the 10 signatures per sheet, that's their 100. And basically, they turn them in, like you say, with enough volunteers, it's game over. This is a done deal.
Randy, I have 100 people in my family. I have 100 in my extended family, right? I can go to a Thanksgiving day or Christmas or something like that, and I can get 100 signatures in one day. But you were asking what the process was. So once we collect the signature, we have 180 days. We have 180 days to collect those 600,000 signatures.
That was my next question, because what they do is they actually start the clock when signatures start. But then once you start, you have 180 days to get this done. And then if you get to your end date, the 180 days, Carla, you're not quite there. Well, then you might at that time, because the team is big, the team has got momentum, you're out there, maybe it's better weather, we're heading into the summer, fall, you might be able to continue that collection of signatures, but you'll just simply lose the first signatures that you started, let's say, maybe in March or April. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah. If we go like April 1, we actually can go to like September 27, and that's our 180 days. Now, we might decide to go from May 1 until November or something, whatever, to absorb that Thanksgiving holiday or something where people could maybe get more signatures. But we have that 180 days, and then we have a certain amount of days before we have to turn them in, right? And then they will go, like you said. So we have to be very careful. We don't want to turn them in. We don't want to do this process too early, because if the earlier we turn them in, the more time we're giving them to look through them and scrub them, right?
Sure.
But if we really, really want to collect signatures in the best weather, which is April to October or May to November, because the days stay longer, the weather's nicer, more events happen.
Absolutely.
In the weather time, right?
Yep. Well, let me ask you this.
It's a commitment from people. We really need that commitment. But
understand. No, I understand. Now, let me ask you this question, because I got three more questions. You got to be very quick with your answers. When you get people to go to the website, axmitax.org, how do they communicate with you? How do they volunteer to say, I want to be a county captain, or I want to help?
Yep. There's a volunteer form right on there. So all they have to do is put in their information, and then it will ask them for their county, and then it will say, do you want to be a county captain, a co-captain, or a circulator? And Randy, to be honest, I don't care if we have 10 county captains in one county, because it just makes everybody's job easier, right? And some counties are huge. Some Kent County's got 650,000 people.
Yep. So basically, more hands makes it easy task, bottom
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next question. When they go to the website, they submit the information. That goes to you. You put them, obviously, probably on a spreadsheet. You have a flow chart. You got things organized for each county. How do you plan to do this once you start? The petitions are printed up. We're going to launch this, let's say, in April or May, like you said, for the calendars, warmer weather, the days are longer. Explain the process. How will the petitions themselves be distributed?
Well, I really actually want to start distributing them January through March. So as soon as people start identifying themselves as the county captains, we will make sure that we either mail them, depending, you know, again, I'm not going to mail huge boxes to Macomb.
No.
I will deliver them, right?
Okay, very good. So you're going to deliver them to the county captains?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And then
okay, now the county captains then will distribute among their team. So everybody, the co-captains and the circulators will be able to get the sheets from the county captain.
Yes, and we will let the county captain know who the people are in their area that has signed up.
Very good. Now, once they go out and start collecting the signatures, they then will turn them back into the county captain who will get them to you. Is that the way you plan it?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Now, last question. I want to tee this up, and I want to answer this big question. While we've been talking, I've gotten 37 unread text messages about you. Okay. Last time, many people told you and suggested to you that you needed to raise big money to be able to pay people to do this. Are you in the process of trying to accomplish that based on donations you get, or are you going to simply try to do this again with a full grassroots volunteer effort?
That's a tough one, Randy, because in my heart, I want to do it with volunteers. I really do, because if the people of the state of Michigan don't understand how important this is, then I guess we have to go to paid circulators. But we saw what happened to the last gubernatorial race, and 5 people didn't make it on the race because their signatures were bad.
Yes.
I don't want to do that. We don't have the money to do that. So
right.
Volunteers are, you know, they have something to lose if we don't win.
Well, the other component to that, Carla, is grassroots volunteers, people like Christine Gray and people like many other people up here in my listening area who got signatures for you.
Yes.
Frisky's Farm Market, things like that. Well, guess what? 95 to 97% of those volunteer signatures proved to be legitimate, valid. They are some of the best
Absolutely.
Signatures on the planet.
Randy, you know what? Last time, Niall Vanderhoning, I can't even mention the people that helped us. And you know what? We had single circulators turn in 1,500 signatures. One circulator.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, so it can be done, but people need to get off your couch, get off your phone, and do something to save your property and our state, right?
Bottom line, well, when I go to your website and I see that, you know, in 2023, 184,000 people faced tax foreclosure for not paying property taxes. They got behind hard economic times. We're dealing, you know, Biden's economy. You know, people couldn't afford to pay their property taxes, faced the possibility of losing it in a tax sale. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That 184,000 privately owned properties a year. And I want to, if I don't know how much time we have, but this is
a minute and a half.
This is what I want something to think about, people to think about. In 2019, Michigan was spending $58.3 billion. 2019, right before COVID, 58.3.
Yep.
Our budget now is north of 80 billion.
82 billion.
So how in 5 years?
Yes.
Did our spending go up 30 billion, and whose life has gotten better? But who is contributing that 30 billion? The taxpayers.